As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. First up, we're going to be talking about being knowledgeable consumers. And we're going to touch on some new research coming out on cow's milk. So we're going to talk about that and some other things. And we got our quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. And I'm praying for this nation. I hope you are seeking the Lord's face too. And mine in the time, it grows short. So today we're in Hebrews 13. It says, so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will fear not what man shall do to me. Be not afraid, only believe. Absolutely great. Yeah, the author of fear is Satan, and God is not the author of that or confusion. So we're going to go boldly forward, not being confounded, and we're going to get our strength from the Holy Spirit and Lord Jesus Christ. And if you haven't, seek the Lord's face, mind, and time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. All right, first up in the quack report, researchers discovers that your gut bacteria can actually interfere with drugs' effectiveness. So if you ever wondered why some people react differently on the same medication, it's because their gut flora, the healthy bacteria living in their digestive system, may be the reason. Study was published in the Journal of Nature by the people at Yale University. They said your microbiome of your colony of microorganisms, the friendly flora, in your digestive tract can metabolize over about 150 different types of drugs, they think. And they did this test, and they wanted to see, you know, some of the common strains of the human flora that would be involved in metabolizing a lot of prescription drugs. They tested 271 pharmaceuticals. And so roughly, our body is able to metabolize 64.9% of those types of drugs and the gut bacteria there. Study results also showed that the bacterial strain could metabolize maybe 95 different types of drugs, which they thought was on the high side, so that it's an estimate. So the results of the study from the researchers say that your digestive flora has a lot to do with how your body's going to metabolize and use your prescription drugs. So just FYI there on digestive tract. And last but not least in the quack report, here's some researchers, and this wound up in the Annals of Agricultural and Environmental Medicine. The Institute of Rural Health in Poland showed that barley green or barley grass has anti-cancer potentials and a long list of health benefits. So the young green grass of barley grass helps prevent colon cancer cells from spreading without damaging any other healthy cells. So it can help protect you from colorectal cancer and includes other cancers of the colon, rectum, and other types of cancer-related deaths, according to the U.S. and American Cancer. So estimated 104,000 cases of colon cancer are going to be diagnosed in a year. And according to them, you know, it gets preventable. I totally agree. Hey, you're going to find that barley grass and some other neat organic whole food plant-based nutritional elements in the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. Get empowered. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. We want to be knowledgeable. You know, Frank, back in the 80s, here in the Charlotte metro area, there was this commercial running, and it was for a retail clothing outlet, and it said, "An educated consumer is our best customer." I think we all need to be savvy, educated consumers out there. So we're going to talk about this, being knowledgeable about milk, because in some recent reports, we've kind of heard that the United States consumer market is shifting away from cow's milk products to more the plant-based alternative. Now, could it be that the consumers are becoming educated about the health consequences of consuming cow's milk? More reports in the health community have been published into studies that are supporting the move away from cow milk consumption due to the long-term health effects. So we're going to check this out. This is new research. If you grew up in the 50s to the 70s, you know, milk was heavily advertised in the media, print ads. It was milk was supplied to the public schools. And according to a February 2020 report coming from Loma Linda University Science Center, consuming cow's milk or soy milk increases the risk of getting breast cancer. Now, according to their findings, if you consistently drink milk, maybe one cup a day, or you eat cheese, which is 10 times the concentration of milk, it increases your risk of breast cancer by about 50% or more. Now, this research is supported by previous studies coming from Kaiser Permanente. Back in 1997 and 2000, the scientists there have known for some time there's a link between milk and breast cancer and prostate cancer, just plain cancer. So the epidemiological and cultural studies have also proven there's a correlation between the consumption of dairy products, especially whole milk and cheese products, and the number of cancer cases. In 1997, scientists did compare the incidence of breast cancer in Japan and found a significant increase in both the consumption of dairy products and the occurrence of breast cancer in urban areas because milk wasn't really consumed in Japan in the 50s and 60s. Then when they got McDonald's over there and the old milkshake, and that's when they started picking that habit up and they started getting breast cancer. Here's a quote from Dr. Robert Cohen. He's author of Milk, the Deadly Poison. He says, women who ate a portion of full-fat dairy a day are 64% more likely to die from any cause, not just breast cancer, end of quote. And here's this epidemiological study that Loma Linda published, and it's in the International Journal of Epidemiological Research. And they say, quote, cow's milk or soy milk increases risk of breast cancer by 80% depending on the amount consumed. So here, the research team at Loma Linda University Science Center found this. You break it down into categories. If you consume this amount of milk in a day, so if you're consuming a quarter to a third of a cup of milk per day, they say your cancer risk percentage is 30%. If you drink one cup or have some sort of cow's milk consumption equaling one cup per day, that could be cheese, a slice of cheese. A slice of cheese is very concentrated milk. It's more than a cup. But a cup of milk, let's say a cup of milk a day, 50% increases your risk 50% to getting cancer. And then if you're consuming 2 to 3 cups per day, your risk is 70 to 80%. Now, keep in mind, current U.S. daily guidelines are recommending us to drink 3 cups of milk per day. Here's a quote from Gary Fraser, PhD. He says, studies show evidence that people should view the U.S. recommended daily consumption of milk per day with caution. There were lower associations of soy milk to breast cancer believed to be a hormone influence, but provided less risk than the cow's milk. And here's a quote from also Gary, Dr. Fraser. He says, we believe that the cow's milk provides breast cancer risk due to the hormone content now present in cow's milk. In order for cows to lactate most of the workday, they're given drugs to promote more milk production when pregnant. Breast cancer is a hormone-responsive cancer, end of quote. Well, let's look at the cause for this disease, because according to a lot of these research reports, there's this map developing as to the many causes of disorders when you consume cow's milk. So it's not natural for us humans to nurse on cows. And the cows often are infected with disease like Crohn's disease. It's a bacterium that can cause irritable bowel syndrome in humans and other types of disorders of the digestive tract. So the healthcare community has been aware of this since 1965. It was published in the 1965 Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. Now, here's Joseph Mercola, MD. He says this, milk today is anything but wholesome. There can be up to 20 drug chemicals in your glass of milk, and this should be considered an adulterated product according to the FDA guidelines. Well, let's just check out what he means by that. Drugs in the milk, what kind of drugs? Well, according to Dr. Mercola's research, a highly sensitive test produces evidence of just how many drugs they pump into dairy cows. There can be many prescription medications in cow's milk, such as painkillers, antibiotics, growth hormones, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, as many as 7 different kinds. They use that to lower the risk of inflammation, of course, and mastitis, which is a lot of inflammation. Also, antacids, estrogen 17 beta esterol, which is a sex hormone, antifungal drugs, and also anti-malaria drugs, all in milk. So, or cheese or yogurt or ice cream or anything that has milk in it, like snacks. Okay, so here's a quote from Dr. Cohen again, author of Milk the Deadly Poison. He says, quote, the hormones they inject into cows affect how humans metabolize milk products. One glass of milk can flood the blood system with excessive estrogen, increasing the risk of breast cancer, end of quote. Well, let's just look at this and think about this. Okay, so they're doing all these drugs. Are they breaking the rules when they do that? Well, getting back to the fact that cow's milk is really considered an adulterated product, especially when humans and animals are not to be legally given antibiotics unless there is evidence of an infection. So your glass of milk is an antibiotic. Dairy farmers they give milking cows antibiotics to try to keep them from developing mastitis, which is inflammation of the milk glands that cause infection. So these drug residues immediately show up in the milk, which is a violation of food safety rules. So therefore, dairy farmers are usually discarding the first phase of milk that is pumped off so that it is less likely to test positive for antibiotics. However, for the dairy farmers to make as much money as possible, that some of them are switching to antibiotics not to be used on cows, and then the test won't look for that particular drug residue. So the beef industry is doing the same thing, similar, and this is how it was first discovered at a slaughterhouse. So the popular antibiotic that the farmers switched to was called chlorpentafenicol, not marketed or approved to be used on lactating cows. Chlorpentafenicol is made by Merck Animal Health for the use in veterinary medicine to treat canines or dogs, which means only vets are allowed to obtain and prescribe the drug, and it's illegal for farmers to use these drugs on their own. So chlorpentafenicol affects the liver and kidneys, encouraging organ failure. So think about that the next time you go out for pizza or ice cream. And the FDA is aware of this, but they're stating that only a few dairy farmers were caught doing this, and it will negatively impact them and the dairy industry. So let's go way back when. Now, in November 2012, I warned that cow's milk would be showing up to be the cause of health-related conditions. Here's what I said. You will see more reports come forth regarding the health problems dairy products caused. Yep, that's what I said. Now, in 2000, scientists and a geochemist, Janet Plant, she authored the book Your Life in Your Hands. She founded the Bee Cup Foundation to promote the truth about the negative effects of cow's milk products and to the relationship of developing breast cancer. For her work, Professor Plant was awarded Britain's highest science award called the Lord Killigan Prize. And this is what Professor Plant noticed. She says, Western countries have 1 in 10 women get breast cancer. Ireland has 1 in 14 that get breast cancer. And China has 1 in 10,000 that get breast cancer. And Professor Plant wanted to know why. She discovered women in China, they avoid milk like the plague. 1 in 10,000 versus 1 in 14 or 1 in 10. That's a big difference. Well, let's look at some more studies, because the scientists have known for some time there's this link between milk and breast cancer, prostate cancer, just plain cancer. Epidemiological and cultural studies have proven that there's a correlation between the consumption of cow's milk, especially whole milk and cheese products, and the number of cancer cases. So countries that adopt milk into the diet, they get more cancer. And you know, we've been trained to think, you know, milk's healthy for us. Because in the United States, advertising, which was paid by the powerful American Dairy Association, National Dairy Council, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they've trained the public that cow's milk was healthy for you and would prevent illness. We were trained to think cow's milk would give you strong bones and prevent cavities or osteoporosis. So here's what I reported way back in November 2012. The WHO, the World Health Organization, knows that scientific studies show that when you consume milk as a calcium source, your body may absorb about 18%, and there's no guarantee that it will end up in your bones. Bone health is also tied to minerals and hormones. You have to ask yourself, how does the cow develop strong bones and lots of muscle when it doesn't consume milk past weaning? The answer is, cows eat greens. Yep, that's what I said. So in the 1800s, scientists discovered a trace mineral called boron. Studies proved that boron was essential for plants to be healthy. And then 800 years later, it was discovered by science that boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanism for healthy human bones. So what happens is if you don't have adequate amounts of boron, you're going to experience an exodus of both calcium and magnesium through the urine. And as you lose boron, a rapid stage of demineralization takes place, which causes severe osteoporosis. So women who are premenopausal are at a higher risk of osteoporosis if they begin to lose boron. And scientists and physicians have known for years that animal milk does not provide the required minerals of boron and magnesium in order for the calcium in milk to be properly metabolized and absorbed. So the cardiovascular system also needs these minerals too, and consuming cow's milk leads to the development of heart disease. Any cardiologist that's honest will tell you, don't consume cow's milk. Well, thank goodness for plant-based calcium. That's what I got to say. Thank the Lord, because when we look at plants which do contain calcium, it comes with the balance of boron and magnesium. So these minerals are essential in completing this uptake requirement for the human body to use the calcium. So the green leafy vegetables, fruit like oranges, and even your medicinal herbs that contain calcium will always have that ratio of two parts calcium, one part boron and magnesium. That's God's perfect chemistry. So plant-based calcium will strengthen bones, connective tissues, and also is used by your immune system. So plant-based calcium is also needed with if you want to use natural iodine with plant-based calcium, it will protect you from developing cataracts. It's essential for the lens in your eye. So when we keep the diet organic and basic, we can avoid internal medicine diseases. Look at there. We have that power right now. So what's your plan? Well, if you want to detox your body of the drugs cow's milk is laced with, call Apothecary Herbs. To help your liver and your kidneys regenerate, call Apothecary Herbs. If you want to strengthen the cardio system and get a plant-based calcium product, call Apothecary Herbs. Ask them about their organ cleanses, like the kidney bladder cleanse kit, the milk thistle for the liver detox tea is yummy. I love it. It's so cinnamony. Also, the heart cholesterol and blood pressure, they have that. They have calcium liquid formula. It's a plant-based liquid. Has the minerals with it. And dandelion root and astragalus root if you're thinking about an anti-cancer approach. And also the prostate kit for those out there worried about their prostates and also cancer. So give them a call. They have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, of course, they have a website. Check them out there, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they have a free product catalog they'll send you, so you can just request. Also, they have money-saving coupons in their catalog and on their website, so you can stock up and save and be empowered and be savvy consumers, knowledgeable people out there. That's what it's about. Right? Being empowered, I love that. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to be empowered, Frank. Hey, Frank, do you drink milk? Do you use cow's milk? Some people think they kind of miss the connection between cheese and milk. They go, oh, I don't drink milk. I don't touch the stuff. Well, okay, but do you put cheese on your sandwich? Do you eat pizza? Do you have lasagna? Do you have, you know, snack chips that have the dairy, you know, powdered milk included on them? I mean, there's all kinds of milk products they stick in, prepackaged stuff. You gotta read the label. I mean, that's what people with milk allergies, actually, milk's the number one universal allergen besides nuts and wheat. So milk is a big one on the allergy list. So, and it's laced now with so much garbage ugh, you know, I don't see how people can even, you know, choke it down. If you get off milk, go off it for 2 weeks, and all the protein out of that milk is going to be out of the body, then just take a sip of milk or just a little taste of yogurt or ice cream, and you're going to feel that it's so mucousy, like you're strangling. It is a very mucousy food. It does tend to trap toxins in, and the body struggles to detoxify, so it's an added burden. It coats the digestive system with lots of mucus. It's not a food that you should give asthmatics. And think about it. When you have like a congestion illness, bronchitis or whatever, last thing you want is milk. Why? Because it strangles you. Frank says he doesn't drink milk, but he loves cheese. One slice of cheese is like 10 glasses of milk, Frank. Mm-mm-mm. I know people forget about the cheese, right? They do. If I go out anywhere, my family already knows if I go over to their house, no cheese for Miss Wendy. No dairy. Dairy-free zone. I gotta stay away. I'm allergic. By the way, if you have an allergy to cow's milk, you can have many different symptoms. Not everybody has the same response. A lot of people get dermatitis or eczema, ear infections, throat infections, sinus infections. Those are the big ones. It's a reactionary response. Kids tend to get fluid in their ears, and they got to get tubes put in. Just get them off the milk. Forget the tubes. Get them off the milk. The other thing is dark circles under your eye. You may not have any irritable bowel syndrome, any skin disorders, upper head infections, or any of that stuff, but you may have dark circles under your eye, and that's an indication of a milk allergy. And when you take a photograph of you and you kind of look like, you know, a raccoon with the dark circles, that's a milk allergy. So Meg Ryan tends to have those dark circles unless she puts makeup on, so I think she's got a milk allergy, but I could be wrong. Well, mucousy foods, I would say if you overcook oats, they become a mucilaginous type of food, and they'll really mess with your digestive tract. So try not to overcook your oats. Actually, I have a simple way of cooking oats, and it'll have more nutrition in it. The longer you cook it, the less nutrition that you'll have in it. But I can see we got to take a break. So when we come back, I'll tell you how I make my oats. I'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. I was going to tell you how I make my oats. Don't forget. What I do, I get rolled oats, organic rolled oats, and I'll bring my water to a boil. I typically don't throw salt in there. I may add salt to the oats when it's all done and set in the bowl ready to eat, but I don't usually salt my water. And so I bring the water to a rolling boil, and then I take the pot off the heat and add my oats and stir. And then I put the lid on, but then I kind of have it crooked so a little steam comes out, a little steam, and I'll let them sit there for 4 minutes, right? Then I drain them, and I put them in a bowl, and, you know, you could put salt, honey, whatever you want on there. Sometimes when I'm cooking them, I'll add raisins or nuts. I'll put them in there just to give it a little flair. But I don't cook the oats in the bowl on the heat, okay? Wrong thing to do. You just want to tenderize them, okay? And so if you just do it the way I said, 4 minutes off the heat, drain off the water, and then go ahead and eat your oats. They're still a little on the chewy side, but tender, and they have more nutrition in them. You'll have more energy out of them. And when you cook oats too long, they release a gluten, and it gets gluey and sticky and mucousy in the bowel area. And it can actually stick to the colon wall, you know. So sort of like, you know, putting plaster of Paris down there. It's not good. So try that next time you have oats. You know, make them like that. See if you don't like them. I think I like them a lot better. I think it would be more enjoyable. All right. We're going to talk about fatigue. A lot of people tell me they're tired, and they don't know why. CDC is saying half a million to a million Americans are experiencing a lot of fatigue. Mm-hmm. To the point of being chronic. So chronic fatigue syndrome is also thrown about, but that's not from stress, that kind of fatigue or lack of nutrition. The chronic fatigue syndrome is from an overgrowth of yeast. So if you have an overgrowth of yeast and you're chronically tired, that can happen. There's a lot of intolerance out there to medications. And when you take antibiotics, that's the first thing I always wonder about people. They say they have chronic fatigue. Well, did you take a repeated or a long course of antibiotics? Because that'll create that yeast overgrowth and move you along to chronic fatigue. And if you don't correct it, you'll wind up with fibromyalgia. So typically, if you're getting fatigue, the average onset of fatigue they're seeing is around 40, age 40, and between 40 and 50, 60 years of age in there. Doctors have told patients that, you know, their symptoms are all in their head. That's what they used to tell them. But now, you know, if they just, well, doctors don't think of the natural way to correct anything. But, you know, if you just think about what's going on in your life, assess your life, make some changes, you probably can dig yourself out of that. What are some of the triggers of fatigue diseases? Well, if you tell your doctor you're not feeling well, you maybe have muscle pain or memory problems or headaches or joint pain. Maybe you have a sleep disorder, a sore throat, tender glands lasting more than 6 months, then you could have a condition called chronic fatigue and with fibromyalgia. Research is suggesting that the condition can be accompanied with even the onset of flu, okay, and a lot of stress. So many of the symptoms for chronic fatigue tend to mimic the flu and often gets misdiagnosed. But really, the doctor's not going to do anything but manage the symptoms of your chronic fatigue. They're not going to get at the cause of it, which is a digestive overgrowth of yeast that is preventing you from metabolizing protein in your foods to convert it to amino acids for fuel for your cells. That's why you feel tired all the time. So really, the allopathic community of healthcare and medicine, they don't have any clue. They don't. They don't know. I'm Frank. I was on an NPR radio station back in 2001. And there was, I think, a health panel. And we were all talking about chronic fatigue. It was a big issue. And so when it came to me, what are your thoughts? The host was saying, I told him just what I just said to you guys, you know, that it's really an overgrowth of yeast. And I can remember the host saying, do you mean this scientific acclaimed scientist over here on my right is wrong? And I said, yeah. And then I asked him, I said, have you ever cured a case of chronic fatigue? No, never cured a case of chronic fatigue. Yeah. Well, you can't do it with drugs. See, you got to do it with nutrition because that's what the body responds to. Drugs will only manage symptoms for a while. So if you ask your doctor about what causes chronic fatigue, they're going to admit they don't know. So if your doctor has no clue what is causing chronic fatigue, you're going to be put on a course of symptom reduction care, with no resolution in the future. See, so your doctor will, he's not going to lose any sleep. He's going to be too busy, adding up the average cost of your treatments. See, because office visits range between what, 50 and 200, depending on your deductible and your copay insurance. You're going to also be referred to other specialists with all your symptoms, and they're going to be adding the fees. So treatments increase over the course of the condition. So you may be prescribed physical therapy, which that could cost $50 to $350 a session. You may have cognitive behavioral therapy because you complained, you know, you have memory problems and headaches. So you may have to pay $125 to $250 a session for that. And then, of course, your drug therapy, you'll be on antidepressants, $8 to $90 per prescription, again, depending on your insurance. And also, according to the University of Maryland Medical Center, the cognitive behavioral therapy is going to entail a minimum of 6 to 20 hours of treatment, so your bill would be overall $750 to $5,000 without a resolution to chronic fatigue syndrome. So any person with chronic fatigue who seeks help from modern medicine is going to receive drugs for pain, drugs for sleep, drugs for depression, and referrals to therapy clinics. And medicine says there's no cure. Obviously, if you don't identify the cause, you're not going to find a cure. It will elude you. Okay, so the accompanying condition, like I mentioned, to chronic fatigue is fibromyalgia. Modern medicine is reporting chronic fatigue can be accompanied by other conditions, fibromyalgia, vertigo, intense allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, night sweats, chills, blurry vision, sensitivity to light, you know, kind of like migraine, eye pain, anxiety, and panic attacks. So patients with chronic fatigue have their productivity kind of just slashed to pieces. Okay. And their range of motion and motor skills tend to diminish. Their cognitive perception and reasoning also is impacted, which is really not considered to be dementia at this point. And medical research also is reporting that over half the patients with chronic fatigue develop the fibromyalgia within the second year of being diagnosed. So there's a connection here. So there's a reason for that. They're sister conditions. They're linked together. And you can get rid of both of them the same way by addressing the yeast overgrowth. So female patients often suffer from chronic pelvic pain and chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. They're notorious for having it because and it usually follows a course of antibiotics, either a heavy dose, an extended period of them, or repeated doses. Like if you have chronic sinusitis and you're getting several cases a year and you're put on these drugs. So beware of that. Now, according to modern medicine, chronic fatigue is complex. Oh, yeah. They're saying it's complicated. Researchers at DePaul University of Chicago and the Healthcare for Women International Group, they did this study on the mortality rate of chronic fatigue. And the patient study, they sampled 166 deceased chronic fatigue patients. Who died of cancer or suicide was much younger than the general population, about 39 to 47 years of age. So the medical literature is taking note that chronic fatigue offers a high risk of mortality, yet there have been no extensive investigations into the cause of it. And no doubt, because medicine concluded a long time ago, hey, chronic fatigue, there's no cure. It's originally they thought it was a psychiatric. So it's not high on their list, but people are suffering out there. Health professionals are often split on the issue of chronic fatigue, especially if it was the cause of death or it was a secondary condition that was the cause of death. Often medical examiners list the secondary condition as the cause of death. Here's a quote from Dr. Sarah Mayhill. She's a physician in the United Kingdom. She says, chronic fatigue or feeling tired all the time is evidence that the powerhouses of your cells are not being supplied the nutrition for enough energy. The problem is not all in your head or even your thyroid gland, end of quote. Well, she's thinking outside the box. So if you get fatigued, you shouldn't ignore it. Medicine, according to medicine, there are many reasons why you might experience fatigue. You may have a thyroid issue, a heart problem, not sleeping, you're anemic, you're depressed, maybe have a pulmonary disease. So chronic fatigue is really not at the top of their doctor's list when patients complain of being tired. Most doctors never consider that there's a physical disruption or a roadblock in the body that is not successfully converting fuel for energy to the cells. They don't even go there. They don't think of it. Dr. Mayhill advises her patients to change their lifestyle because the treatments which medicine offer are band-aids on the serious metabolism issue they have. She's totally on track. Now, preventing chronic fatigue is really your best vital investment. It's a good preventative measure. So if you already suffer from chronic fatigue or a serious, you have a serious effort in front of you to address this. It's a nutrition issue not getting into the body, and it's being blocked. So you're not converting the protein to amino acids. And most people think that, you know, they eat pretty healthy already. But if they really seriously take an inventory of the food that's in their home, they'll discover hundreds of assassins in the food products they're buying. Okay? So, they're undermining their efforts. So the first thing is you want to stop using those types of foods and replace them with basic organic foods, and do your organ cleansing possibly. And when dealing with the chronic fatigue, there is this malfunction in that digestive system not being able to take the protein in your foods and convert them to amino acids, which are the fuel for cells, the mitochondria of your cells, so that you have energy. So if you do your cleansing along with your lifestyle change, that's a good start. And a lifestyle adjustment needs to remove all your processed foods, all those carbohydrates with dough conditioners and other stuff in them, all your white sugar foods, and your alcohol, and your red meat. It should be grass-fed if you're going to have it, okay? Now, the other kind of meat's going to have, you know, antibiotics in it. Get off the milk. You definitely don't want cheese and milk if you got chronic fatigue. And there's a huge difference in your grass-fed and grain-fed beefs. The enzymes and the nutrition is very different. This food change will help starve the overgrowth of your yeast, especially in the digestive tract, that is preventing that poor assimilation of food. Now, I've seen some really severe cases of chronic fatigue, and they had to go off all animal meats, and they had to just go to lightly steamed or raw vegetables and brown rice. And brown rice is not – it's a complex carb. It's not a simple carb, so it doesn't convert to sugar because yeast feeds on sugar, and anything that you eat it converts to sugar is going to promote the yeast overgrowth. So you got to get off anything that promotes sugar, and that includes your alcohol and your carbs. So that's how you starve the yeast, and how long you'd have to be on that diet depends on how bad the yeast overgrowth is. I've seen people, you know, correct it in a couple of weeks, less than a month. I've had some people that have gone, you know, 2 months on the diet because it was so bad. But you can't cheat on that diet. And you have to, I know it's kind of like, you got to get a little creative with seasoning so that your taste buds are, you know, still entertained when you eat and then you don't get bored. So you can make your own Italian dressing with olive oil and stuff and put that on your vegetables to give it a little zing. You definitely don't want butter on your rice because that's cow's milk. So, but once your energy starts to pick up, that's indicating, hey, you're winning the battle on that yeast overgrowth thing. So, I also like to use those plant-based super nutritional herbs. And if you use wheatgrass, that's totally okay because it's the grass, not the wheat berry, so there's not a carbohydrate there, okay, and there's no gluten there. So wheatgrass is all right. I like to supercharge with nutrition to get those cells, you know, fired up again with live enzymes and things. So you have a very varied cells in the body that make up different tissues and organs. So the energy that fuels these cells is considered a universal nutrient. So think of it as you're going on a worldwide tour and you had a universal currency that you could use in every country. So science calls the universal nutrient ATP or endocyanin tryptophosphate. That's what they call it. This universal nutrient can be used for varied biochemical operations of the body, such as to help your heart keep beating steady, support the manufacturing of your immune system cells, and hormonal support. So without ATP, this universal nutrient, the mitochondria, which is the battery source of your cell for energy, it will fail. It can't keep up with the necessary energy output, so fatigue can be the result if you don't correct that, and also the secondary diseases will manifest. So it's all about nutrition, folks. It's all about what you're putting in the system. It's not about running to the doctor and having a list of complaints because he doesn't do nutrition. He does drugs. He does surgery. He probably does autopsies, you know, but he's not going to be curing you with the food that you should have been eating in the first place. So if you want to charge your batteries, the human body uses energy very efficiently, and few people realize that a big problem is a big portion, 75% of your energy the body uses is to keep the heart beating and the brain thinking and the filtering organs filtering out toxic residues. So 75% of your energy is going to those functions. Brain, heart, detoxing. Okay? So if you're not putting in sufficient nutrition for the body to run these functions, you're gonna suffer when you try to get up and go to school, go to the job. There's not gonna be enough energy to go around. It's like having an electric car attempting to travel on a battery charged at 50%. Yep. So be wise out there and be educated. So you want to swap out some foods. A few adjustments to foods that you might want to select go a long way to energize your system instead of eating carbohydrates, which encourage fatigue in even healthy people. You want to eat some healthy fats like nuts or seeds instead, you know. Fruits and vegetables, fish, nuts, legumes, seeds, they all contain these long-chain fats that help rebuild cell membranes, and it gives you fuel much longer. Meats, olive oil, coconut milk also offer medium-chain fats and help digest vegetables and convert your proteins to amino acids, but avoid soda and dairy and refined grains and anything with yeast products. These promote irritable bowel dysfunction, chronic fatigue diseases. So all your meats should always be, you know, grass-fed if you're going to have them, or free-range, and make your stuff from scratch. Don't use the prepackaged stuff, even if it's the frozen foods kind. Try to do it yourself. Also, what helps with chronic fatigue is eating more fermented type foods to help build those healthy floras back up in the system. And don't do anything that has a lot of alkalinity, because yeast thrives in an alkaline environment. So your milk and your yogurt and your cheeses and ice cream, not going to help you. It's going to hurt you. So you got to stabilize those floras and put some back in. So fermented foods like sauerkraut, pickled beets, kimchi, which is your fermented vegetables with a little spice added, very helpful. Very helpful there. So you got a plan. Yep, you got a plan. So if I had chronic fatigue, I would seriously modify the lifestyle, cleanse the bowel, add daily low-impact exercise to get as much sleep also as possible. Exercise helps promote good sleep. The body also does respond to correcting a yeast imbalance within 1 to 4 months, really generally, that's what it is. So, you know, don't get discouraged. Keep going with the modified diet. Other things that you can do or maybe some heart strengthening, or even some herbs that strengthen the cardio, and some herbs that may also inhibit cancer is helpful. If the yeast is systemic in the body, not limited to just the bowel, you would, if it were me, I would do the organ cleanses from bowel to blood. So that would be bowel, urinary, liver, gallbladder, blood system in that order. The folks at Apothecary Herbs can show you how that's done. For any bowel dysfunction, like irritable bowel syndrome, I would also use things like slippery elm because it stops diarrhea. And also maybe have some bowel cleanse A on hand from Apothecary Herbs that helps keep the bowel moving and you don't get constipated. Also, if you do have irritable bowel syndrome, you want to avoid foods like cooked carrots. They're changed chemically when you cook them, and it promotes constipation. And also avoid bananas, same thing. So other digestive herbs that you might want to pick up are ginger, fennel, maybe a little peppermint leaf, gentian root, also helpful in the digestive area. Now, if you've got the acid pump thing going on, fennel and slippery elm and ginger are very helpful in a combination together. So pick up those, I would. And you can use them before bed and not have that acid reflux problem. Now, if you have irritable bowel syndrome or you've had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, the immune system is very much affected because it doesn't have the fuel as well as the mitochondria of your cells, and your immune system needs support. So you might want to look at astragalus root or a little bit of echinacea root when you're feeling like you're coming down with something, and even test ginseng, either Siberian or American ginseng. So you've got a lot of tools and you got a lot of power in your hands. You have control of this whole thing better than any white coat would, and probably for less money, absolutely less money. And you're going to have results. You're going to have it all resolved. And that's what you're looking for, because that's what a cure means, to be back to your original state of wellness before you got sick. Okay. So that is the definition medicine, I think, has lost sight of. You know, symptom management is not a cure. People are suffering and they're just taking drug after drug after drug, and it's disrupting their whole microbiome of healthy floras, and it's creating secondary types of diseases that can lead to mortality. So be smart out there. Be empowered. Get the right tools. Get the right information and take care of it, because we're all supposed to do that. God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So your medicinal herbs should be your first choice, I think. Gentle on the body, do not promote side effects or toxicity, so check out what the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. Cleanses, immune boosters, metabolic stabilizing and strengthening herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And the powerherbs.com. is where they're at on the web, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's you, the Lord, and his good herbs. Perfect chemistry. Can't beat it. And I'm out of time. So the information provided is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.